Last episode, I provided some insight regarding the omission of Jewish identity in the majority of Bible translations until Dr. David Stern published his new Jewish Testament in 1989. During Messianic Perspectives, you have heard me quote from this translation. He conveys many aspects of Jewish culture in this translation that are glossed over in other translations. When we look at something like communion, it is viewed as something that is distinct and original to the church, when in reality, communion is what we call Kiddush. Yeshua didn't create anything new, but did what is done during the Passover meal, when a prayer is said over the wine and the bread. He further conveyed, just don't do this at Passover, but whenever you have a meal, remember what I am telling you. Likewise, it gets glossed over about the blessing, and he said a blessing. Outside of the Jewish community, this doesn't mean much. However, when a barucha is done, it goes something like this. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lachem min haaretz. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Without knowing what is done within the Jewish community, much is missed. This type of prayer is prevalent throughout the Jewish community. Likewise, the prayer for the wine would go something like this. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, barei pari hagafen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. So it is in this translation that the reader is introduced to Hebrew terminology. Circumcision is Brit Milah. Barucha is blessing. Adonai is Lord, identifying God. In addition to terminology, names have been changed not to protect the innocent, but to reveal their Jewish identity. Jesus is Yeshua. John the Baptist is Yochanan the Immerser. Peter is Kepha. John is Yochanan. Mary is Miriam. Joseph is Joseph. And Paul is Shaul. Regarding Shaul, it is perceived that when his name changed to Paul, he had left his Jewish identity in the dust and was instrumental in Christianity. When looking at the scriptures, this is as far from the truth as you can get. In upcoming segments, we will look at just how Jewish Shaul remained after his Damascus Road encounter with Yeshua. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send us your comments and questions to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.